Mr. Kahala Hilton at Diamond Head, which it's not a Hilton hotel anymore, but in those days it was like one of the most exclusive together hotels in Hawaii. It's got its own lagoon with its own dolphins. It's got its own private beach, beach bars, kayaks, so whatever you want, it's got it all self-contained. So we weren't staying at like the Holiday Inn at Waikiki Beach with all the touristas. We were out on this beautiful landscaped tropical heaven. Yeah, you're talking in those days, you know, $400 a night, and everybody had their own room, all the crew. In Hawaii, I can't remember the name of the gig. It's the big convention center where Elvis Presley played. Big gig, 15,000 seater or so. And we sold it out for like three nights. And me and the lighting director, Chris Dale, flew out ahead of the gig. Tried to do that a lot because that way you can advance it. Get all the rigging points, where the system's going to go, where you want the stage built, you know, what the local equipment is, because we didn't take a sound system. You rent one in, that's over there. But it all has to be double checked. You have to know what's going on. We flew ahead, we flew like 8 days ahead of the main party. We had limousines, whatever we needed, you know, the promoter paid for. And we were there, yo-ho-ho, sitting in the lagoon, drinking, kayaking up and down, to the back and forward to the bar. And then the main party came over, and that included all the wives, girlfriends, kids, for the band, the crew. Donna paid for everybody. You know, it was a good gig, yeah. I mean, it was the rigging, you know, the actual technical side of it was relatively easy. And it was all local people who were putting all the equipment in. So all we had to do was shout and scream. We didn't actually have to lift anything, thank God, you know, because 12 Mai Tais for breakfast with a bit of cornflakes was like serious business. And we just had a great time. And it was, and we were going to Japan from there, you know, because it's halfway to Japan, isn't it? It was pretty, it was very, very nice. Now, you know, everything's set up, and when you're in a gig for like 3 days, you don't have to offload, unload, set it up, you know, you're there. You just go in the afternoon, do a sound check, check all the gear, and you spend all day on the beach with your girlfriend or your wife. Nice one, Donna. You know, sign for everything on the room. God knows what the room bill was, I'd hate to think. But that's, you know, that was Donna being generous, you know, she was so cool on that stuff. And when we had been on the road a long time, when this was like at the end of a grueling tour, so we were shattered. Everybody was just shattered, so yeah, Hawaii, say no more. I booked our tickets first class. In fact, on the way over, we were sitting next to Vincent Price. He's sitting there with his wife. Ah, hello, chaps. He's very English, you know. Lovely man. I mean, a magic man. Oh, let me buy you some champagne. And of course, you can't buy anything if you're in first class. It's all free anyway. You know, but he's insisting on buying us champagne because we were English and we were in the entertainment business. Vincent Price, lovely man. Ah, jolly good chaps, lovely, what are you doing, what's going on, who's in charge, you know, we're in the music business. Oh, well, that's the entertainment, it's all the same, you know. And his wife's like rolling her eyes, God bless him, but he's very, very nice. Yeah, and we just get into Hawaii and there's like a limo for me and Chris and straight to this heaven. I'd never been there, obviously. My girlfriend, Jill, she used to live there, so Jill knew Hawaii. And when I told her to call a Hilton, she said, oh, no, you can't, no, nobody can afford that. It means 5 stars, you know, literally its own beach, its own lagoon with its own dolphins. And you can sit and have breakfast and throw bacon at the dolphins, you know, whatever. So we rented me and Chris, he was my best buddy on tour, Chris Dale, lighting director, great guy. We had these kayaks, so the girls would come out and we'd have the chairs set up and everything. And then we'd kayak along the lagoon to the bar, order a tray of drinks, and then get back in the kayak and then paddle back down the lagoon with this full tray of bevy and just crash into the shore, stagger ashore without losing anything. There's some photographs somewhere of it all, God knows where. We had a great time.